You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Kia ora whānau, you're on the BFM Breakfast Show this morning. And in the studio, we've got a very special guest all the way over from Nam, from Melbourne. We've got Grace Cummings. Kia ora, Grace, how are you?
Hello, good. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's such a pleasure to have you in here. I have loved your music since your first record came out back in 2019.
Yeah.
Which feels like a very long time ago in the history of the world.
It does, yes.
I listened to it a lot in that first year of the pandemic as well. It was a really nice kind of, I think it kind of hit some kind of cathartic note in my brain that I needed at that time.
Oh, good on you.
So I'm very pleased that you're here in New Zealand to play for us. You're on tour with the Vales, and you're also doing a solo show at the Wine Cellar tomorrow, which is going to be a very special one indeed, from 7:30 p.m. It's so lovely to chat with you. You've not only put out an album last year, but you've been sort of, it seems like you've been working quite prolifically since we've kind of come out of this lockdown period. What's been happening for you?
I guess I've been doing lots of things. I've been, released the album last year and have been touring since then. I've been off overseas and around Australia a bit, and just doing as much as I can, really, I think.
Yeah, totally. Who do you tour with is what I meant to say. Who do you bring with you? Is it just you, or are you with a small band at the moment?
I play with my band. I'm not with them here, but I've been going around with my band, yeah.
And is that like a cast and crew from the sort of Melbourne music community, or how have you kind of drawn them together?
One of the players in the band, Tyler, I've been friends with him since I was about 13 years old.
Nice.
And Kale Kelly and Lane Pocock, I met not too long ago, but I was a big fan of Kale's and used to go and watch his shows, and he used to go and watch mine. And we kind of just linked that way, yeah.
Yeah, oh, that's pretty special to have people that you've kind of known for a while that you can take these tracks on the road with. It feels very personal, your music, Grace, and it feels very, cathartic is the word. I know everybody chucks it in the write-ups about it, but it's because it is. You've got this powerful voice and this very sort of cut to the quick way with lyrics. What is it that starts a song for you? Are you a music then words then music? What's the process like?
I don't really know. I kind of I'm trying not to do this these days, which, you know, is a bit of a struggle, but I think I'm a little bit impatient. Like, if I don't feel like doing something, and or more like if things aren't happening or like coming out naturally, I don't really force it and like try and sit down and, you know, not get up until I've written a song or anything that. I kind of just, I don't know, it sounds pretty cliche, but I kind of just like wait until I feel like something's going on, and then something does go on. You go, well, cool.
Yeah. I feel that. I think it's good though. There's not like a right way to get a song out there or something. You just got to find the way that feels right for where you're at that point. I wonder, because Refuge Cove is the album from 2019 and Storm Queen is the one that came out last year. Mm-hmm. How do you feel your writing changed across those two records? Because obviously you've brought more instrumentation into that second album, but what was the process like in terms of actually writing and creating those tracks for you?
Well, I think with Refuge Cove, I kind of happened to be, I was playing a show, and Eric Moore from Flightless Records came to the show and afterwards said, you know, do you want to put a record out with Flightless? Do you have one? And I kind of just made it up and said that I did.
Nice.
And had these songs and just sent them to him. And that was the record. So I think maybe the difference was the second record, I knew that I was writing a record. And I, you know, curated it and all that kind of thing. It wasn't just kind of a thrown together lie.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I've totally got that ready to go.
Yeah.
That is the absolute definition of faking it till you make it.
Oh, totally. Still do it now.
So Flightless are a great little record label. People probably most associate them with King Gizzard and all the work that they do over there. What's it been like working with them on various projects?
Well, I don't work with them anymore. I'm with a different label now. But I'm, yeah, good friends with the Giz Boys and been playing shows with them. And everyone's just a really lovely person, I think. And I'd say that about a lot of musicians from Melbourne. Everyone's just really lovely. Most people don't take themselves too seriously.
Yeah.
And I can really get behind that.
Yeah, totally. It feels like a nice thing when you've got a community network that is all kind of on the same page, really, you know, wants the same things out of the reasons for performing and creating a community like that. Grace, you're going to play us a couple of songs this morning. I'm very excited to hear them. What are you going to play for us today?
Well, let's see how this one goes. I'll play one from Refuge Cove, I suppose, first.
All right. Whenever you're ready, take it away. Oh, that was amazing, Grace. I feel like if anyone wasn't awake before that, they're going to feel very energised now. That was incredible. Thank you so much. What was the name of that track from
that
Refuge song Cove?
It is called
The Look You Gave.
The Look You Gave, yeah.
Excellent. I'm presuming we're going to get one from the new record now, yeah. Is that right? What are we going to listen to?
I'm going to play Heaven.
Lush. Take Lush. It away.
You hear a singing.
Grace, I think it's safe to say our listeners are collectively losing their shit right now on the text machine. Thank you so much for coming in and playing for us.
Thanks for having me. I'm awake now.
Oh, I think we're all awake now. I'm set for a fantastic Tuesday. Grace Cummings, thank you so much for coming into the studio. You are playing tomorrow night at the Wine Cellar, a solo show. There are still tickets, but I reckon people better run, not walk, to get those. Doors open at 7. Gig starts at 7:30. It's going to be a very special evening. And you're also going to be opening for the Vales for the rest of their tour as well.
Hmm.
Thank you for coming in.
Good on you. Thanks for having me.
We will see you at the gig tomorrow.
See ya.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.